Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the path to self-leadership mastery and life success. Redefine how you lead as you redesign your business. I call this dual innovation leadership. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and effectively. Discover something new from our meaningful conversation today. Hi, welcome to my podcast, and guess what? I'm finished with my book. What am I made for? Incubate and birth big and little ideas. I'm excited to share with you the introduction. Yay! And I hope you get inspired enough to just go out and purchase my book. It'll soon be in publication in first quarter of 2026. Here goes. We all have ideas buzzing in our minds, like bees in a hive, waiting to take flight. Most of those ideas remain in the hive and never get implemented, despite the best intentions. One of the biggest roadblocks is us. We often deviate from the natural flow of life and spend too much time in storms of chaos and rigidity without integrating our experiences. There are other ways in which ideas get tanked, which I will address later, but the most significant outlier is us. The first point of contact with an idea is in our mind. Once convinced, our actions, decisions, and behaviors are the primary factors that affect the outcome of our ideas, before external factors have a significant influence. Knowing we sabotage our progress begs me to ask a few questions. What if you knew you were born to incubate and give birth to new ideas? Would you be more willing to implement your ideas and commit to self-growth? Would you spend less time on the banks of chaos and rigidity, struggling to swim upstream, and more time riding with the current, in the flow of life, refining ideas that work? Would you be less likely to rain on someone else's parade of ideas? If you answer yes to all the questions, this book is for you. If your answer is varied, this book is still for you. I want to help expand your capacity to incubate and bring to life a wide range of ideas, both big and small. With effort, you can become proficient in generating, refining, and implementing ideas. If we work together and understand how to support each other during the birthing process, as midwives do, we not only enhance our sense of worthiness, well-being, and prosperity, but we also can significantly improve our troubled world. We need more of us to implement ideas from the inside out and the outside in. Birthing an idea. Once we put action behind our ideas, things often shift in ways we never anticipated. If we stick with the midwife analogy, care and preparation during the incubation process can lead to better outcomes for the baby and its caretakers. More well-adjusted humans and others helping us launch ideas. No one raises their child in isolation. We need the aid of trusted caregivers. Ideas we birth also involve entrusting others to their care. We rely on interdependent beings, each other, and the variations within our species to survive and not only advance ideas, but save our planet. The moment we take our first breath, the human process of individuation begins. We start separating ourselves from our caretakers and begin learning who we are beyond those who raised us. Through exploration and challenges, we discover who we are and what we are made of. Ideas we birth take on a life of their own, too. I'm fascinated by how we generate ideas, how the unexpected twists emerge as our ideas develop, revealing growth possibilities we hadn't even considered that reshape our lives and how we live. Self-growth. Self-growth is a process we often believe we initiate, but it's the unexpected experiences that truly shape us. The birthing of new ideas presents significant opportunities for personal growth, inspiring us to delve deeper into what makes us tick. From these unexpected experiences, we extract the lessons that reshape our lives. We are challenged to let go of what has served its purpose and create space for new ideas that help us evolve. When we let go of the outcome, we begin to take charge of our growth process. The cycle of idea generation, implementation, and refinement is a continuous process that persists throughout our physical lives. We can become proficient with transitions as our mind, body, and soul evolve throughout our lives until our last breath. Persistence is what makes life worth living, and this book worth reading as you take charge of your idea cycles. To understand how we incubate and birth ideas, start by reflecting on where you come from. Here's a bit of my history that led to me becoming an entrenovator, an idea generator, infused with entrepreneurial activity. I love starting businesses. In 1984, when I graduated from college, a distant cousin, Mary Lee Meyer Garby, published a family document on our family and Nathy ancestry. Public information is also available on the Meyer and Imdick histories. What Mrs. Garby found surprised us. A new life connected to our roots. When my family moved from a quaint small town to a bustling dairy farm community in central Minnesota, it completely transformed our way of life. Our move, unbeknownst to us at the time, also connected us to our descendants, the Meyer dairy farmers. A Native American Indian missionary known as Father Pierce sought to recruit thrifty, hardworking, and prosperous German farmers to settle in the United States and share their farming practices. Father Pierce placed an advertisement in Germany for Catholic farmers. He described Minnesota as a paradise. My German Catholic ancestors arrived in the United States in the 1850s. They settled in Grove Township in 1858. The township later changed its name to Meyer Grove, M-E-I-R-E. After my pioneering ancestors, Elizabeth Meyer and her two sons, John and Hermann Meyer, from Oldenburg, Germany. Together, they created a thriving farming Catholic community. Meyer Grove is known for having the longest playing polka band in Minnesota. The first Meyer Band Circa performance took place in 1910. This history explains my affinity for brass sounds and music in general. I played the trumpet and baritone in high school. Accompanying others on the piano stuck with me into adulthood. Depending on the records reviewed, church records, passports, or other documentation from the Meyers in Holdorf and Oldenburg, Germany, my great-great-great-grandparents' names are spelled M-E-I-J-E-R, pronounced Maya, or Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, and Meyer, M-E-I-E-R. So three different spellings for my last name. The misspelling of the town's name was not a surprise. The story goes that a non-Meyer registered the town name and spelled our name wrong, and that name stuck as Meyer, M-E-I-R-E, Grove. I came from Herman's side of the family. Herman sold furs and skins of bear, rabbits, raccoon, and mink to purchase land that he developed with oxen. To support the burgeoning Catholic faith community, his brother Henry donated 5 acres of their land to build a school, which is now St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, with an adjoining cemetery. There's much more to my complicated story that interests me, but is unnecessary to include here. My main point is that we aren't always conscious of what motivates us to implement ideas. Gathering details about our ancestors provides intergenerational clues about learned behaviors, economics, and social environments beyond our genetics that are passed on from one generation to the next. My dad's bone-deep passion for returning to dairy farming made more sense once I understood the Meyer family intergenerational legacy and the trauma dad experienced when he didn't inherit the family farm. Parker's Prairie, Minnesota. For me, Moving to a 365-acre dairy farm in central Minnesota might not seem ideal for a seventh grader, but my parents' decision worked out as well as it could for our family. We made the most of living in a small town and grew to love the community, which has a population of about 1,009 people. My experience up until that point had been all about city living, playing kick the can with neighbors and cousins, biking around town and swimming in Sauk Lake. I can still hear the laughter of friends at our backyard carnival, which my mom orchestrated. We painted rocks, got sand all over ourselves while playing in our sandbox, cheered each other on with games, and enjoyed homemade treats. And suddenly, I was surrounded by fields and cows on a dirt road without a name. The closest neighbors were miles apart. Initially, the adjustment left me feeling overwhelmed, lost, and disoriented. I grappled with the challenges of farm life. Responsibilities included caring for animals, milking cows before catching the school bus, and doing chores after school, such as feeding hay and milking cows again. Making friends was no easy feat in such a tight-knit community. I attended a Catholic elementary school. We wore uniforms and attended church as part of our school routine. Voices of newfound friends attending public high school let me know that being Catholic didn't make me superior to those who have other religious practices. What unites us is our humanity. We pray to the same God, recite different prayers, and observe varying rituals. I came to enjoy challenges to my narrow thinking. As I accepted others with different beliefs and faith rituals, others accepted me. Even today, I still immerse myself in various cultures. My mom never envisioned herself as a dairy farmer's wife. Imagine going from planning carnivals and being active in school and church to a more secluded life on the farm. Her workload doubled. She had liked living in Sauk Center, a secure Catholic community and the birthplace of novelist and Nobel Prize winner in literature, Sinclair Lewis. Fortunately, in the last few years of her life, my mom would return to her beloved town. Mom learned about business ownership from my grandfather, who owned a farm equipment dealership in Greenwald, Minnesota, a few miles from Meyer Grove. That familiarity helped her accept and support our entrepreneurial adventure as we each grieved the loss of our other life, where my dad owned a tire business with his brothers and worked as a welder. We believed that if my dad followed his heart, we would all be taken care of. We forged a new life as dairy farmers, my four siblings included, and prepared for the birth of my youngest brother. Chore time sparked an idea. Chore time was Dad's time to think and share his ideas. Fortunately, I discovered how to prevent an emerging ulcer early on. Milking cows wasn't the right time for me to share what I was experiencing in school. I connected with my dad by listening to him share and process his ideas as the milk machines churned in the background. Listening helped me learn the mindset of an entrepreneur and the all-consuming passion behind making a living. The importance of tinkering and refining ideas stuck with me. How some ideas abort early or stall over time. Other ideas become profitable opportunities through refinement, while others incubate for decades and become personal aspirations or worthwhile hobbies. Our role is to bring them into the light of day, examine their potential, and seize that window of opportunity by implementing ideas. One day while milking cows, the idea of building a cabin in a secluded area where he could be alone popped out of my dad's mouth. His dream would incubate for decades, leaving me wondering when or if his cabin idea would see the light of day. In 2015, after my dad turned 80, he bought a do-it-yourself cabin kit with pre-cut wood and enlisted his 82-year-old brother Dave for help. They built a cone-shaped cabin on a 4-acre wooded parcel of land he bought. The first time I visited the almost-finished cabin, I looked up at the ceiling. The nails were not quite flush with the wood, and some stuck out. Dad chuckled as my eyes moved upward, mentioning that his and Dave's eyesight isn't as keen as it used to be. Dad cleared brush to create four-wheel trails and a driveway, completing his rustic cabin dream in the woods, a hunting refuge for the next generation. Farm life, a life decision, tending geese. Throughout those formative years, I discovered that being an entrenovator goes beyond realizing dreams. Ideas are not just thoughts. They're the heartbeat of our human experience, always capable of evolving into something extraordinary. My time embracing the rhythms of farm life turned into a catalyst for growth, pushing me to adapt and seek inspiration in the most unexpected corners of existence. One of those unexpected corners became an eye-opening lesson from tending geese. To guide a flock of 1,000, you only need to influence the 2 geese at the front. The rest will instinctively follow in their wake. In that moment, I realized if I were a goose, honk, honk, I would want to be the leader of the flock. As I emerged from high school years on the farm, I stepped into the world as a fierce leader in charge of my own destiny, an explorer ready to excavate lessons hidden in the debris and share them with others. Determined not to be a follower in someone else's flock, instead, I would carve a path that would put me in charge of my destiny. With an intense commitment to self-leadership, I pursued 2 degrees, sought therapy, and took on diverse roles before founding We Mentor, Inc. in 1992. Those positions ranged from being a nurse's aide, a nanny, and an insurance agent to being the number one telesalesperson in the country for the Minnesota Special Olympics, teaching elementary-age school children and serving as a special education teacher. While expanding We Mentor, I taught entrepreneurship to college students for 14 years at 2 universities. My experience and those I share can inspire you to craft a life that resonates with you. Taking bold risks in my personal relationships and career has also allowed me to lead an abundant and fulfilling life, even in the face of challenges. I understand my idea cycles. Rarely do I find myself visiting the banks of chaos and rigidity that can disrupt my connection to life's natural rhythm. It's this desire to stay in a state of flow that nurtures my authentic way of living and energizes my life's work. I feel whole. And the best news of all, asserting a self-leadership approach can fuel a new path for you. An explorer mindset and my commitment to living in harmony with the natural flow of life have given rise to some new concepts. Entrenovation. Entrenovation combines innovative thinking with entrepreneurial action, and intravenovation. I know I'm getting used to saying the word too. Intranovation is innovative thinking with entrepreneurial activity inside a corporation. We'll explore the new terms in the coming chapters. You can take 2 assessment tools I developed to see how you identify as an entrenovator, intranovator, or somewhere in between. The birth of an idea. Our world is undergoing a profound transformation, presenting us with challenges that are reshaping our very existence. From urgent health crises to the rising tide of loneliness, to the harsh realities of climate change, to the urgent fight for gender equality, the growing influence of surveillance and artificial intelligence, the battle against nutritional scarcity and poverty. It all adds to the complexity of our lives as we uphold our democratic foundations. Undeniably, these challenges prompt us to evolve. Enter What Am I Made For? Incubate and birth big and little ideas. A book inviting you to explore a captivating perspective on our purpose. What if our mission is to nurture and unleash both monumental and modest ideas? Following this mission would mean reshaping how we live and lead. a path that serves as a solution to the pressing needs of our society. Imagine a world where each of us embraces our ideas to discover and cultivate our unique talents every day we live. What if we were encouraged to understand our intergenerational history? What if we were aware of behaviors that help clearly spot opportunities? What could our paths look like? What sweeping changes might take root in our communities? Now more than ever, it is crucial to tap into our creativity, amplify our voices, and take meaningful action. The intricacies of today's landscape demand that we do more than merely innovate. We must turn our ideas into tangible businesses, movements, or organizations that drive real change now. Within the pages of this book, you will encounter profound questions, fresh perspectives, and the empowering concept of self-leadership, all of which will help you take charge of how you innovate and bring new ideas to life. Ideas can change the trajectory of your life. Some of the concepts in my book may feel familiar. We've heard about creativity, entrepreneurship, and the value of our ideas. The uniqueness lies in my goal to help you become proficient in your idea cycles, generating, refining, and implementing your ideas to evolve. You can learn to identify, organize, and act on growth and potential business opportunities. This path of incubating and birthing new ideas is about understanding who you are as a creative spiritual being and working from the inside out. What would it feel like to allow yourself to play, experiment, and explore other ways you can live, learn, and lead? What if you can release the rigidity or the ingrained tracks in our minds and in thinking and tap into the life-giving energy of flow? Less forcefulness and more informed, guided, and intuitive action. Your ideas have the power to transform. Not only can some blossom into personal growth projects or fulfilling hobbies, but others may evolve into something even bigger. Perhaps you will forge a new family legacy, launch a groundbreaking business, fill a gap in an existing enterprise, or band together with others to foster a new organization or movement that strengthens our democracy. The world is eager for your ideas and authenticity. This book can help you move intentions into action and value the micro steps that build momentum. Is this your moment to become real and find out more about how you generate ideas? I couldn't help but think of Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas when they wrote the blockbuster ballad, What Was I Made For?, the very inspiration behind the title of this book. Their collaboration for the iconic Barbie movie in 2023 perfectly captured the essence of transformation. Watching Barbie and Ken evolve from dolls into a woman and man, experiencing human emotions for the first time, resonated deeply with me. It mirrors a mix of innocence, fear, and exhilaration we all face when we dare to breathe life into our big or small ideas. In the moment of follow-through, we become real. By reading this book and completing mentor-guided reflections, I hope that you will resonate deeply with the idea of becoming real and bring more of your ideas into the world. Your nervous system can relax into the words that invite you to learn. Join me as we embark on this adventure together. Here are some tangible takeaways awaiting you. Take two assessments and determine, like I said before, if you are an entrepreneur, intranovator, or somewhere in between. Complete mentor-guided reflections at the end of each chapter. I design them to help you form a deeper connection with yourself by asserting self-leadership. You can explore more of who you are and increase follow-through with your ideas. Assess your universal human needs and eagerly fulfill the body-regulating needs we all possess. Generate more options as you overcome roadblocks or barriers to innovation. Get inspiration from worthiness, uncomfortable emotions, and curiosity. Refine how you incubate and birth ideas and increase your human capital. Increase self-worth, take ownership of, apply new skills and insights to create a more meaningful life Whether you start a business or not, your ideas are worth exploring. Thanks so much for tuning in to my introduction of What Am I Made For? Incubate and Birth Big and Little Ideas. I can't wait for you to dive into my book and see how you evolve. So take care until next time and enjoy your day. Do you want to expand your leadership skills and become more resilient and competent as a business owner? Do you want to bring more meaning to your relationships and more purpose to your business? Are you ready to take charge of how you innovate, create, and run your business? Our dual innovation leadership process will help you redefine how you lead as you redesign your business. We collaborate with you to do what will work for you as you evolve and change. We start with where you are, whether you are turning around a financial crisis, growing to the next level, or somewhere in between. We address your immediate needs, shore up business development gaps, expand relational literacy, and build upon your entrepreneurial leadership skill sets with a short-term results orientation and a long-term perspective. Start by subscribing to this podcast at wementor.com or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. If you are ready to hire a mentor, contact me at nancy@wementor.com. When we mentor, you create better life and a more fulfilling future. As an entrepreneurial leader / innovator, as a competent business owner / practitioner, as a mentor / role model, and as a human being courageously living a meaningful life. As Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. Get involved today. It's never too late to change your life and how you lead.